Today's softball results are brought to you by Brinks Exteriors Roofing Contractors. You can trust we had 5 games on the docket tonight. We'll start with our team in town, Carroll, taking on Nevada at their place. It was a 10-1 game in favor of Nevada. Looking at the Carroll stats, you had Kyla Owen going a 1-for-3. Kyra Hosenfeld was your pitcher. 4 innings pitched, 12 hits, 10 runs allowed, 5 earned runs, and 6 strikeouts. Talia Hahn would go 2-for-3 with a run scored. Emma Danner went 2-for-3 with a double. Bailey Bowman went 1-for-2 with an RBI. Tenley Schroeder went 1-for-2 with a stolen base. And Kylie Bellinghausen went 1-for-2 as well. Nevada would score 2 in the second and 8 in the third to make it a 5-inning game. For the Kemper Knights tonight, I was out there broadcasting that one. They would fall 10-5, and they would have some very electric innings in there. They would trail 3-1, then put up 4 to go up by a couple of runs, then give up 4 and ultimately lose 10-5. You had Chloe Gehling with an RBI, a walk, and a hit by pitch. Charlotte Schwabe was 2-for-3 with a run scored and a walk. She also pitched 3 innings, giving up 5 hits, 3 runs allowed, 3 earned runs, and 3 strikeouts. Kaylee Walterman had 3 walks. Taylor Heidoff went 3-for-4 with an RBI. Avery Pudence, 1-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. And Aubrey Cardiel went 4 innings pitching, 3 hits, 7 runs allowed, 4 earned runs, 8 strikeouts, and 2 walks. For Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Audubon, they keep their winning ways up with a 12-4 win in 6 innings. Riley Miller was your winning pitcher with 6 innings pitched, 4 hits, 4 runs allowed, 0 earned runs, 11 strikeouts, and 2 walks, also going 1-for-2 with 2 walks as well. Taryn Peterson was 2-for-3 with an RBI, 3 runs scored, and a stolen base. Anna Larson was 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs. She had an RBI in the second inning and 1 in the third, as well as the game-winning RBI in the sixth. We moved out to Southeast Valley, hosting South Central Calhoun, as the Titans would fall 21-0 to Southeast Valley, as Abby Kistenmacher had a walk, Bailey Sokol had 2 walks, you had DC's going 1-for-2, and Laurel Bunt going 1-for-2 as well. Our final matchup of the day, IKM batting at Underwood. The Wolves keep up their winning ways as well, as they trail 2-1 going into the 7th inning. Bottom of the 7th, put up a couple of runs to win the ball game. Looking at your stats here, Anna Stengel scored a run, Carly Arp went 1-for-3 with a run, and while Bloom was 1-for-3 with an RBI, Ella Sanford scored a run, and Keegan Ayashide had 7 innings pitched, 3 hits, 2 runs allowed, 1 earned run, 6 strikeouts, and 2 walks. That was a look at your softball results this beautiful Thursday night, brought to you by the CB Sports Network.